So the message is slicha, forgiveness. In this Psalm 30 that we just read, verse 4, it says, Ki imcha haslicha. And it's addressing God. It tells God, for with you is slicha, forgiveness. If you were plagued with guilt and you knew that what you did was wrong and the way you were living was wrong, the whole thing about forgiveness would just be like redemption, complete letting go of these shackles that are binding you, whether it's fear or whatever it is. Ki imcha haslicha, for with you is forgiveness, God. Lema'an tivarei, that you may be feared. So you say, well, we kept saying that fear not is the most repeated word in the New Testament. Why should God be feared? Well, the fear of God is a different kind of fear than being afraid and shackled. It means reverential awe and respect. We don't make light of the things of God or His name. We respect Him and we show reverence. Now, soon, on October 2nd, we're going to have Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, which will begin the 10 awesome days of repentance, culminating in Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Now, I spoke on repentance before. There are two Hebrew words regularly connected with repentance and translated as repentance or repent. One is shuv. It means to turn or return. So usually it's that a person who really needs this is away from God, either has always been away from God, or walked away at one time and needs to return. The last prophet to speak in the Tanakh, in the Old Testament, is Malachi, which means my messenger. And he's pleading with Israel to come back to God. Can you imagine? The people of God have walked away from God, chosen heathen gods, and lived out of sync with God's commandments. So he says, and you heard this in that message if you were here, Shuvu Eli, return to me, Ve'ashuva Alechem, and I will return to you. You know, there's somebody in my family that I love very much, and he works at a certain place, and I call him on his phone, and I said, he's not following the Lord. He walked away from the Lord. I said, you know what the scripture says? Shuvu Eli, return to me, Ve'ashuva Alechem. And I will return to you. I was going to tell you this story about my experience in the Hebrew class at Wayne. I was studying to be a graphic designer, and I ended up as a graphic designer. I worked at Blue Cross running a graphics business for them. But when I was at Wayne, I had to declare a language. I had to take a foreign language, so I chose Hebrew. And as it turned out, Tiffany, putting things together, you know what we talked about, that place you're going to? The Lord has ways of putting things together. So I chose Hebrew, and who should be the Hebrew instructor? Mr. Louis Panish. He was the son of the man who taught me my Hebrew for my bar mitzvah, where a Jewish boy declares at 13 that he's a son of the commandment. And of course, he didn't know that I had come to believe in Yeshua as the Messiah. And he was a very smart man. I think at the time he was the principal of McKinsey High School. But he had been the head of the science department before that. And so he was not only, he spoke Hebrew. He didn't just teach it by grammar and so forth. He spoke it. And he was extremely smart. And so every time I wrote a composition for Hebrew class, I wrote something from the Bible. Well, he thought I was an Orthodox Jew. I'm very much a Jew, but I'm not, nobody would call me an Orthodox Jew. In fact, some of the people who know me and they still love me say he's very unorthodox. He believes in Jesus. So after class one day, there were students who stayed and said, Mr. Panish, you know, we were in Chicago and we were on the L. That's the rapid transit. It's the L becomes the subway, you know. And these boys from Moody Bible Institute were sitting next to us. And they start telling me about that Jesus is the Messiah. Well, I had gone to Moody Bible Institute at one time. But he says, you don't need to tell me about them. They misquote. They misrepresent. And I thought I had to say something. I said, Mr. Panish, don't you believe a person could be Jewish and really believe that Jesus is the Messiah? I said, Mr. Panish, that's what I believe. And I know up until that time, he really liked this Orthodox Jew. But when he heard that, he put his head down on the desk. He said, he called me by my Hebrew name, Oh Chaim, you shock me. So as a result of that, Haskell, who's with the Lord now, and I went and spent an evening with him talking about the scriptures and how our people would reject the Messiah and how the scripture says that that the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Isaiah was saying that about himself and Israel. That when Messiah came, it would be Adonai laying on this Messiah the iniquity of us all. See, in the Yom Kippur service that you would read in Leviticus 16, it shows that the high priest chose two goats. And one was going to be given over to sacrifice.